I'd like to hear from Ben Droryamini. He's a senior journalist at Yediot Ahronot. He's an author. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing today?
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. There is almost a sense that this is it, that Israel is increasing the pressure tremendously on Hamas. There's negotiations happening at the same time that this is where we're about to see a culmination of this war. What do you think? What is your response to that?
I think that Israel is increasing the pressure on Hamas mainly in order to promote the negotiations that are taking place in Doha,
right.
Qatar.
Right.
I mean, this is a way because otherwise nothing is changing. And we saw in the last 10 days that they are saying no, actually, to the Steve Witkoff proposal that Israel supported. They actually changed their mind and said, okay, we are willing to discuss it just because of the Israeli pressure. Now, yes, Israeli pressure, it cost a lot of human lives, unfortunately. But we have to bear in mind that we don't need one man, one woman, one child to be killed. The only one thing that they can do in order to avoid it is to release the hostages. Which they have in a very illegal way, so they can solve the problem, and they can leave the Gaza Strip and let and free the people of Gaza Strip, but they do not want to free them. They want the suffering to continue. But I hear so many people in so many places in the world blaming Israel. Oh, look, mass killing, and look, you are destroying their buildings and etc. Come on, it's not Israel, it's a Hamas. Hamas can stop it in 1 minute just to accept the preconditions of the international community, of Israel.
Yeah, so the problem is that there is it's a very radicalized and... are you there? Can you still hear me?
Okay, there we go.
No, there wasn't a question. I just thought I thought the line had dropped, but it hasn't. The ideology of Hamas is one. It's a death cult. There's no question about that. The question is it ever possible to negotiate something with a death cult? We've seen an eradication of the senior leadership of Hamas in Gaza, and yet still it continues. How does it get to a point where Israel can take steps to move forward towards a peaceful solution here?
Okay, first of all, you are completely right. It's a death of cult. It's more than that. It's not that you and I say it. It's what the founder of the Muslim Brothers, that's exactly what he declared as part of his ideology,
right,
already in 1938. We are the industry of death. That's what he wrote in a big article that explained. That's what we are. And yes, we have a problem because, I mean, how can you fight this industry of death? They don't care about people who are killed. They don't care about the leaders that are killed. I mean, for them, it's they are, you know, shahids, which means saints. That's Martyrs. What they are for.
Right.
So it's not simple. It's not easy. Now, the point is that some people pay the price. And speaking about the people of Gaza, maybe they support Hamas, maybe they do not support Hamas. It's not the point. The point is that they are paying the main price because of the Hamas. So instead of to shout against Israel, people should, if they want to help the Palestinians, they should shout against the Hamas. Hamas should free Gaza from its presence. Hamas should leave Gaza. It will solve all the problem. Israel cannot live with the Hamas neighboring it. I mean, we understood it in the last 20 years. We understood it exactly in October 7. We cannot continue to be under the same kind of threat. And they declare, their leader declare, okay, yes, we need the ceasefire, maybe, but only in order to reorganize, in order to carry out one more October 7. That's the Hamas. So we cannot stay with this kind of threat. Now, people are paying the price, yeah, but it's because of the Hamas, because of the cult of death.
So
we have to understand it.
It's very interesting to me that Hamas is not particularly different to ISIS, and yet the whole Western world hates ISIS. How did Hamas manage to achieve what ISIS couldn't, which is sympathy around the world?
Yes, it's very interesting. It's a very good question, which I'm asking myself many times. How comes that the same people are against ISIS but in favor of Hamas? And we have to admit that the answer is called Israel. The answer is called Jews. They are dealing with Jews, so it's okay to be against them. But I'm telling people, I'm just coming back from a speaking tour in the United States, and I'm telling people, look, what the leaders of the Hamas are saying, and they are declaring it publicly, is just the same like what ISIS is saying, which means to take over the whole world and to impose Islamization, not in Jerusalem, not in Tel Aviv, but in every city, in Amsterdam and in London. And they say it, they declare it. Just people do not want to hear, people do not want to listen to what they say. Ah, they are against Israel, so Israel is a colonialist state. So we can demonstrate in favor of the Hamas. So stupid. Mm-hmm. So stupid. Huh? It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace for the West.
Do you think there's going to be a time? I know it's a completely ridiculous question, but I always think about this. Do you think there'll be a time in a couple of years where people will look back and say, oh, wow, I'm a bit embarrassed about how I supported Hamas or marched for Hamas? Do you think that time, you know, like there was after the Second World War, where ultimately people were shocked by even their own behavior? Do you think this will ever happen?
You are very over optimistic. It's not unfortunately, I don't see that it may happen, because we are speaking about something which is much wider. You know, all of this ideology that is coming from the humanities about colonial settler states. They are not only against Israel, they are against the United States, Canada, Australia. And the main idea is that we don't even have the right to exist. And I'm not speaking only about Israelis, but when they say it about the Americans, European Americans, terminating the Native Americans, it's not something which is practical. I mean, they say it. By the way, don't misunderstand me. They say it, that this is a colonial settler state, and you should leave the state, the country, for its own native people. They say it. But the only one place that they can really demonstrate and practice and say publicly, we want this state to dismantle, is about Israel.
Yep.
So it's much deeper and it's much wider.